This week is from Acts chapter 28. Today we're looking at hospitality. Hospitality is a ministry that means opening your home to friends and strangers alike for the purpose of building community and encouraging people and meeting their needs. It can include food, lodging, counseling, and other aspects of meeting people's needs, both spiritual and physical. I knew several women in my church that lit up every time there was a hospitality opportunity. When missionaries came home from the field, these women made them feel special. It was a good opportunity to minister to them through the ministry of hospitality. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2 says, "Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing." Paul in Rome. This is from Acts chapter 28. You would expect Paul to be waited on by his fellow Christians, seeing that he was the chief theologian for the early church. But Paul, in humility, focused on ministering to people from his own rented house. Acts chapter 28 records the following. For 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house, and he welcomed all who came to see him. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. The Bible has much to say about hospitality. For example, Romans 12:13, share with the Lord's people who are in need, practice hospitality. Romans 16:23, Gaius, whose hospitality I and the whole church have enjoyed, send you his greetings. 1 Peter 4:9, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. 3 John chapter 1, verse 8, we ought therefore to show hospitality to such people so that we may work together for the truth. Here's a few sayings on hospitality. When there's room in the heart, there's room in the home. Number 2, hospitality is a form of worship. He who practices hospitality entertains the Lord himself. Number 3, hospitality is simply an opportunity to show love and care. And Number 4, hospitality is making your guests feel at home, even if you wish they were at their own home. Jesus taught us to invite people over who have nothing to give in return. He said, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors. Otherwise, they may also invite you in return, and that will be your repayment. But when you give a reception, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, since they do not have the means to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. That's from Luke chapter 14, verses 12 to 14. Jesus said, I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Truly, I said to you, as you did not do it to only one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. Matthew 25, 43 and 45. While not everyone feels comfortable at the helm of a social event, some folks have a natural talent for making guests feel special. You might think those hospitality genes are inherited, but that's a myth. Hospitality takes on added dimensions and new definitions when seen through the lens of Christianity. Some Christians possess hospitality as a gift. Every believer is gifted in something for the purpose of building up God's church and serving the body of Christ. In other words, our gifts are given not for our own benefit, but for the enrichment of others. We should serve those around us, including the body of believers, family, and friends. Romans 12:13 says, however, encourage us all to practice hospitality, whether it is our gift or not. None of us deny that it's easier to share hospitality with family and friends than with a stranger on the street. But the New Testament teaches us that Christianity is the religion of open hands, open hearts, and open doors. When we open our hearts as well as our homes, we're practicing Christian hospitality. While the art of hospitality may come easy for some, it might be quite difficult for others. After all, it's not always easy to give of yourself, and like most things in life, hospitality isn't done perfectly the first time. But don't stop trying. When we do it over and over, truly it becomes a comfortable part of our nature. It's all in perspective. Conclusion. The great apostle of the early church, Paul, practiced hospitality, and so should we. Being hospitable may not be for everyone, but we are all to be friendly towards people. For some, it means opening up your home to people that you meet, people who have relocated to your area are excellent candidates for exercising the gift of hospitality. Some people need a hot meal. Some need a bed to sleep in, some need to hear the gospel about Jesus Christ, and some need a listening ear. The key is to be prayed up and trust God for the people that you meet, that you will be able to minister to them through being hospitable. Amen. Let's pray. Father, help us to be sensitive to the opportunities we have to make Jesus Christ known to others. It may be through the ministry of hospitality or other spiritual gifts. Lord, we pray that you will bring people into our lives that you would have us to minister to. In Jesus' name, amen.